Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Right, it's Louise backstage at the Kashmir Cafe, which is run by Key Arts. It's a fabulous little venue. Well, it's not little even. It's very popular with all sorts of different people. And they've got loads of different bands. But I'm here with Better Late, which is comprised of...
Paddy Moore.
Darren Taylor.
Mick Ford. Gary Hickey.
And a fine specimen of gentlemen they are too.
Thank you.
And they've just come off stage and very kindly agreed to speak to me. So how do you feel it went? Paddy, were you getting the good vibes from the crowd?
We got great vibes. We weren't expecting that many people this time of the morning. But the tent filled and they stayed for the energy. And we fed off that. It was great, Louise, yeah.
I think it's one of those tents where people really do appreciate being close to the music. And you get people come. I've spoken to a lot of people who've said, you know, actually... when it's a bit quiet down on the main stage, I'll go in there and it's blissful because I can go in there, enjoy the music, have a beer.
Yeah.
They really get it. So I think it's a great stage to play, actually.
I don't think that was blissful for them, but...
I'm sure it was. But in a uplifting...
Oh, it was an uplifting rock music.
Way,
yeah, yeah. They had a couple of acoustic acts on before, which were very, very calming.
So
I think we might have shocked people, but it was good. They stayed.
That's nice. It's nice to have a different range of things. Now, Gary.
Oh, hello. That's me.
Yes, we met before at Key Arts, didn't we?
We did indeed, yes.
Your role in the band is guitarist,
it's
is
guitar,
it?
It's guitar, yeah. We all contribute to the writing of the songs.
Yeah, okay.
I think, you know, Paddy's kind of like the lead writer, really. He does the most of it, but we all put our little bits in, yeah.
Dan, you're drums, are you?
Drums, yeah.
When I've watched you play... it amazes me the energy you put into the drums and the consistency that you have. It really blew me away when I saw you at Key Arts. So I was like, I can't believe how he's doing that.
Oh, well, thank you.
So how do you do it? How do you just keep that? Is it just practice?
That's just how I've always played for years. I think growing up, like in the 80s, and watching all these drummers, and it was they were very flamboyant, very gave you something to watch,
yes.
Not just sitting there playing technically perfect.
No.
So I kind of said, well, I'm not going to be so technical, I just want to play with some energy and just be a bit of a showman more, you know, so that people, because they stood there watching as much as they're listening. So it's something to watch as well.
Yeah, it's a real art, isn't it?
And as I'm getting older, it hurts more.
Oh, no, not at all. And yourself, Gareth?
Mick.
Oh, God, I'm terrible today.
Gareth.
It's Sunday. It's, oh, he's
Gareth.
Over there.
Oh, is he? Oh,
yeah.
Gareth's so
Gareth,
long
come in.
Gareth, come in as well.
You're not part of this, but come in.
I tell you what, it's Sunday. I've done 3 days.
It
I'm not going to have any excuses for that.
No,
so, Mick, how did you find it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, good to see people enjoying music that, you know, our own music and you know, not sort of...
And you guys have been doing some recording, haven't you?
We have.
Yeah.
We've got an EP out called Better Late, and that can be found on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Better Late UK. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. And more recording to come, Paddy?
Yeah, July. Yeah, we've got another 3-4 songs, so we're looking forward to that.
So you're getting a proper back catalogue now of songs.
We are. Well, Louise,
which is
we're
good.
Building up to a. A full night of Better Late.
Oh, well, I can't wait for this. I will definitely make it to
and
that.
The great thing is, there's no pressure.
Yeah. No.
So we don't just stick anything out.
No.
We're happy with it. It's got to be something that we like and enjoy playing live as well. So that's what it's
yeah,
about.
It's important because I think that's what happens with a lot of bands. They feel pressure to release stuff and they have to sort of throw stuff out when it's not really as they would want it to be.
Absolutely.
Whereas you can make it your signature, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, have a great rest of your festival. Are you planning to go and enjoy any of the other acts today?
Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Remember who's on there.
Yeah, Ollie Murs.
Ollie Murs,
I can imagine
as well.
That as well.
Oh, God, yeah. I'll be there.
You'll be up the front,
right?
You with your glow sticks.
Looking for inspiration. Especially for dance moves.
Come to the Intoxicated Tea Rooms or Kashmir. It's you'll probably great. Hear some pumping tunes.
I was here yesterday, it was lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
But this was a milestone for us because we got shared history with the Foo Fighters tribute band.
Yes.
And we've always said we'd rather play at the festival with our own songs to 40 people than 3,000 with the Foos. And today we turned up and
Yeah, well done.
It's been great, Louise, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, well, hope to catch up soon. And I promise, because I have to confess, guys, I didn't make it to the set today. I'm most disappointed in my running skills. Couldn't get from the platform 110 up here quick enough.
There'll be some video. You can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll be all over that. And then your next gig, I'll make sure I'm there.
Always lovely to see you, Louise. It's always lovely to see you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.